2:30. People want to talk about the Tigers. Are you done with them? Scott Harris joined the morning show today. And if the answer is no, what's keeping you watching? 248-539-9797. Same number as the text. Let's get to the calls. We'll get the text as well. Fritz in Clinton Township, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Fritz?
Guys, does Scott Harris realize that as long as Javi Baez is on this team, that his plan that he preaches of plate discipline, being able to play multiple positions, being a solid defender, all of that is out the window, and all it does is play into the narrative that the only reason he's on the team is because of the contract, and it plays into a further narrative of all Chris cares about is the bottom line.
Hey, Fritz, that is the only reason he's on the team, though.
It is, but it's hypocritical for Harris to preach about all those tenets of his plan and say everybody else is accountable except Javi.
So, Fritz, this is going to sound like a cop-out, and I totally understand where you're coming from, but I'm going to say it anyway. I do think this is the one spot that Scott might be held up a little bit in, simply because it's not his decision to buy out Javi.
Yeah.
And you're talking 3 years at $65 million. Now, you'd think a good owner would just write that check, get Javi out of here, and let's start building this thing and trying to win. But there's no doubt in my mind Scott wants Javi gone, because you're right. He is everything that Harris doesn't like in a player. But I don't think Scott has that autonomy.
Yeah, and here's the other thing is, you want to talk about somebody who's blocking the opportunity for other guys? He's the epitome of that.
Yeah, and Fritz, we appreciate the call. The problem is, that's actually the one spot Javi's probably blocking nobody, because we've seen the backup shortstops,
yeah.
Whether it's Kreidler, whether it's, why am I drawing a blank? Oh, my goodness gracious. Come on. Oh, my goodness. Anyway,
you made me forget. Okay.
Yes. Zach McKinstry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Whether it's McKinstry, the options are not great. Now, they just traded for the shortstop, so maybe we get to see him before the season's up.
Well, hoping so, but yeah, but remember, they got a position for everybody. They're all set. We just got to wait on the core. A buddy of mine texted me. He says he'll still be watching for the September call-ups.
Oh, okay.
That's what he wants to see.
All right. All right. I'm just going to watch because I'm a creature of habit, and that's what I do. And Tarik Skubal.
No. Now they go to the back burner. Now it's almost like Olympic coverage. I'll watch it if it's there.
Olympics over Tigers.
No, they're about the same.
Okay. We got a ticket text, and it says, you guys are such negative Nancys. They're still in the race. What's the matter with you?
Race
for
what?
Of course I'm watching.
Race for what?
Well, they're like 8 games back, and they just traded away everybody that's semi-good. So what are we in the race for? They're gonna slide and fold, and we know that. That's fine.
These are the people that believe life is a Disney movie. And in the end, everything just all falls into place, and everybody's jumping up and down because they won.
It's a good radio topic. Which sports teams would not work in a Disney movie? Like, what sports teams could not be cured by a Disney movie? Tigers could be one of them.
Georgia? Too many driving offenses.
There you go. No, the Disney movie would fix Georgia.
Right.
Okay?
Oh,
let's go to Victor in South Lyons.
Did somebody just run over Snow White?
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Victor. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to chime in for 2 seconds here because I think it was about a week ago when really the Rays went on their fire sale along with the Marlins. And I'm not a Tigers fan even, but I just thought immediately, like, how are Tigers fans not, like, I thought I was going to call into the radio show that next day and everybody's ready to set the entire field on fire because these players were had for nothing. I mean, you're talking about, you could have had Jazz Chisholm for maybe 4 of these prospects that
sure.
might be pro players, and you can have a guy who could play shortstop, second base, outfield, third base, and he'll be easily top 2, top 3 batter in your lineup.
So, Victor, usually when you're rebuilding,
mid-20s, by the way, yeah.
But usually when you're rebuilding, you're not going to spend assets on already proven players because Those are usually going to competing teams, like Jazz Chisholm went to the Yankees. But Victor, there was a guy out there that I wanted desperately, that I was willing to overspend for, that was already here, and that was Isaac Paredes. 25-year-old dude, went to a last-place team, the Cubs. Could you imagine him playing third base or first base every day for you?
Also, Isaac Paredes, Randy Arozarena, he has some, off-the-field issues. Okay, but, and I understand that's a move you make for, you're trying to get better, but do we not have, like, an amazing pitching staff? Don't we keep pointing, if we just get the hitting right, if we can inject some life into this lineup, inject the life with guys who can do it now.
No, but Victor,
do it now,
and then
you can build on top of it later. Maybe you can sneak into the wild card. Bring some life into the city. Because what you have now, you're just selling us on empty hopes and promises for next year. Like Rico said earlier, this Disney story that some of these people are actually buying, which makes me sick. Like, you have it open. You have a great pitching staff. You need hitting. Go get it.
I'm with you. And that's the frustrating thing about it, is because they're not. They're not going to go after. It sounds like they're not going to spend. I remember I told you I needed to see what he was going to do at the trade deadline. I have come to maybe it's just the old age in me. I start to believe people when they say what they're going to do. I don't look to, okay, they really mean this. No, sometimes people just tell you. Scott Harris is saying over and over again, and Rieger, I just need to shut up and listen and pay attention to what he's saying. We're not spending, okay?
Now, he's not actually saying that, but he's not saying they are spending. Okay. So you think they're not spending.
I'm paraphrasing, yes. but yes. We're not going to spend. We're not. And come this offseason, they may pick up a piece or two, but it won't be anything that's really going to be
a
difference maker.
That's going to get you over the proverbial hump.
Because he's waiting. And I've gotten to the point now where, okay, you know what? Then call me and let me know when you're ready. And when you're ready, I'll push you back up to the forefront. But until then, you're background noise.
The last caller is what we've been dealing with the entire first half of the season. And he's absolutely right. Now, he wanted the Tigers to end at the deadline to try to make a run for this thing. We knew they wouldn't do that. But we all said the same thing. We've watched this team every night for 100 nights, over 100 nights. They were never that far. Thank you, Stoney, or Izzo. They had a good pitching staff, good relievers at one point. All they needed was better offense. So if Scott Harris is going to try to sell you next year, you saw our record last year. We weren't very good. We just need to let our core take grip. That's what he's probably going to try, but he shouldn't. This team is not that far away from actually competing and actually giving meaning to Scooble.
Especially with the extra playoff spot. Like, you could actually do this. You wouldn't have blocked young players. It's almost like you have a plan for today and you also have a plan for 3 years from now. The two can go concurrently, okay? But instead, it's like, nope, we're just going to hold tight for that plan down the future. Yeah, if you would have added Chapman, if you would have added a couple more backs, a J.D. Martinez, if you would have added some bats to this lineup, then maybe you wouldn't be eight games out of the wild card spot. Maybe you're sitting there where, heaven forbid, you were a buyer on Tuesday. Where, you know what? We get one more player and we really can do this. But instead, I don't know what you're trying to do. You're kicking the can. Yes, I do. You're kicking the can. You're lowering expectations. And I'm just going to I'm going to believe what he is saying. So guess what? Congratulations. Expectations now lowered.
He did say one thing that was sort of promising. He did say when they get to a pennant winning team or trying to win a pennant, when they establish their core, they're going to spend heavily. He used the word heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily. That's exciting.
Yep. You know what? When I win the Powerball, Rieger, I'm buying you a brand new house.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to keep you to that.
And a boat.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're getting somebody busting my balls. Cubs have a better record than the Tigers, you dummy. Well, they're a last place team, and they only have a better record because they played one more game. Don and Howell, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Don?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So my take is, whether they said it or not in public, is that they reached out to Baltimore and they said, we're very interested to talk to you about moving some prospects, but we're going to go through these playoffs and we're going to see how we look, right? And maybe even Scott Boras was involved saying, you know what, we just want to make sure if we're going to agree to trade, right, that the money is going to be what we want to expect to be paid for Tarek Skubal, right? So all those things together, they said, you know what, we might not get this thing done by the trade deadline, but as soon as we're done with the playoffs and all that, we're going to talk, and we're going to talk some serious talk at that point. I think you're going to see him moved in the offseason.
Don, if he gets moved, I'm good with it. You know what I mean? Like, if they just couldn't move him at the deadline, but they got to wait till the offseason, and then Scott Harris is like, see, we're just building our core. Because my biggest beef is not that they're building their core, not that they might not win soon. My biggest beef is wasting Tarek Skubal. So if you were to get something for Skubal, something good, I'd be good with it.
So, you know, and also, you know, Ilitch has been writing these checks for people that haven't been working out. I mean, we did the Miguel Cabrera for a few years and, you know, painfully write that check until he's done with his career. Now we're going to write a nice one for Javi, and it's going to the same spot, right? So finally they're saying, listen, let's let some of this get off the books before I start opening my checkbook and start paying people. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Don. There's a lot off the books already. I mean, Javi's the only guy making any money now.
Right. It's like, come on. Like, you have the money. That's what I said. I don't need you to go out there and break the bank. But it was like, you know what? I'll admit it. I was the guy that said if I was Scott Harris, I'd throw a package out there and say, hey, Shohei, would you like to come here to Detroit? I would have. And I know people laughed at me. They did. But I was expecting him to turn it down, but just to show, because that would. The fact that you threw the offer out there would show a lot of Detroit fans, you know what, we're trying here. We're going after people.
But what I'm confused with is what the fans always say is, why do things have to come off the books? All we want to do is be average in spending, and we're not there. That's it.
And fans worry more about the money. The money is there. Sports teams, I've never seen a team just go broke and say, oh, you know what, we just can't do anything. If it's somebody they want, they find the money to get them in. Now, at least in the NBA, they were just like, we'll pay the tax, don't care. We're going to get this person in. But just to kind of, well, we're going to spend the money, just not right now, we're going to spend the money. Okay, well, when are you going to make your team better? Because as you're waiting for the guys that you've drafted and the guys coming through your farm system, you can also go out there and supplement your team right now. And that's all people are asking for.
Exactly. Money doesn't even matter. It's just get better. You're going to do it through trades. You're going to do it through spending. You're going to do it through drafting. Just get better. And by the way, you don't have to tell us your plan, but it might be beneficial to you if you did, because maybe the paying customers would understand.
Well, here's the thing. You tell us your plan. You tell us everything else you're doing. You tell us about all the new season ticket packages. You tell us about the new home plate stuff. You tell us about the new private entrances. Why can't you tell us about your plan?
Let's go to Ryan in Novi. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Ryan? How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Rico mentioned something earlier that I could really get on board with, where when Scott Harris makes the mention of this core, and maybe you guys can help me out, what exactly is the core for this team? Like, I understand, you know, Riley Green is a huge piece of this. Colt Keith has come on a lot and has been a huge piece of this. But, like, am I missing anyone in terms of the bats that we're supposed to expect, you know what, that are up here now or on the cusp?
Ryan, let's talk about something that may be a little easier to describe. Let's just talk about love and what is love. Because you're right. I have no idea
what's the meaning of life, Rico.
Well, it's just what happens when you die? I appreciate the fact that, yes, a guy like Max Clark and McGonagall and Jackson Jobe are all guys that we can look forward to in the future. But doesn't that mean it would have made more sense for us to move Skubal? Because at that point, if that's the core that Scott Harris is looking for, and they're 2, 3, 4 years away, then at that point, Tarek Skubal is going to be gone down the road to New York or wherever else or things of that.
Ryan, that's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. You're 100% right. That's it. That's everything. It's about one guy and making the most of that one guy. And if they're not going to win for a while, we'll deal with it. But you can't let that guy not win. You can't waste that guy.
Right.
Thank you, Ryan.
Wasn't it so perfect? wasn't it so perfect, too, when Jackson Holliday hits that grand slam the other day, a day after the trade deadline? Wasn't it so perfect, Jeff?
People like Jeff loved it, Ryan. Leave it at that.
Did I?
You did.
Did I? You know what? You guys all think I'm a troll and I enjoy being unhappy. That's not the truth. It would be nice right now to like get ready to watch a Twins-Tigers series. Or I'm sorry, Royals-Tigers series and get excited about it being a big series in August. Is today August? It is, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. August. All right. 248-539-9797. We got a blitz next plus 3 o'clock. A question you might have never thought of, but when we ask it, you'll have an answer. If you're being honest, I think you'll have an answer. We'll get to that as well. 97 win the ticket.